discussed in the Parshas Truma, the purpose of the Mishkan. So we looked at the very last few psukim of Parshas Pekudim. The last parsha is Vayechas Ononis Oyel Moyev. Uchvoyd Hashem Mola Yisam Mishkan. Layochel Moshe Levoyel Oyel Moyev Yishochan Olove Onan. Uchvoyd Hashem Mola Yisam Mishkan. Vayechas Ononis Oyel Moyev Beryem The Anani HaKovid covered the Mishkan. Uchvoyd Hashem Mola Yisam Mishkan. And with the sense of the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo yochel Moshe levoy el oil moye ki shachar lo ve'onan. So if Moshe wasn't able to go into the Mishkan when the onan was there. Uchvoyd Hashem Mola Yisam Mishkan. U'be'olo yisa onan me'ala Mishkan. Yisu b'nei Yisrael b'chol maseya. And when the Onan rose up, that was a sign of travel. V'mlo yi'ol ha'onan v'lo yisu adyei malosay. And if it didn't rise up, so they didn't travel. Ki anan Hashem ala mishkan yemum v'eishti yalai l'boi. L'enei kol b'yisu b'chol maseya. So Rashi points out that this pasuk v'lo yochol moshe l'moy l'ol moy kishochan l'va'onan Uchvod Hashem Moli Yisam Mishkan. The Rashi says, "V'kos v'echad oimer, u'beboy Moshe el oil moyed." So, "Boak kosav ashlishi v'echriya beinayim." It says in the beginning of Bamidbar. The very last pasuk of Parshas Nosa. That's the dedication of the Mishkan by the Nesiim. Uvevoy Moshe el ol moed ledaber ito, vayishma es hakol midaber elov me'al hakapoyres, asher al orin ha'edus v'neishne ikuv me'idaber elov. So here it sounds like the Moshe did enter into the ol moed. Uvevoy Moshe el ol moed. In Parshas Bekudi it says, that v'lo yochel Moshe levoy el moy ki shachan leva onan. So Rashi says v'a kosav ashlishi v'achri v'neim ki shachan olove onan and more may atok kol zman shoye olove onan levoy yochel levo nistaleik onan nichnas u'medaber imo. So apparently the way to read the parsha is v'yechasa onan el moy v'uchod Hashem mole yisa mishka. The Anoni HaKovid came down and covered the Mishkan. V'le'yochol Moshe levoy l'moy ki shachan alav ha'onan. U'chod Hashem ole yasa Mishkan. And Moshe wasn't able to enter. So now there's apparently an inference. But there was a time when the Anoni HaKovid were nistalek and Moshe could enter. Then there was another time when the Anani Kavu Beha Olay Sa'onan Me'ala Mishkan. Yusuf Nei Yisrael B'chol Maseim. There are two different simonim. One was some kind of a simon where the Anani Kavu Mistalek, that means Moshe Rabbeinu could come in. And then there's another kind of a simon when the Anani Kavu took on a different shape, and that was a sign for travel. Ki Anani Hashem Ala Mishkan Yegman Be'esh Tiyut Lailo Boy. Le'enei kol beis Yisroel v'chol ma'aseyem. And that's what we discussed, that what the Ramban suggests, the Ramban explains that when it says u'chvoyd Hashem mole yesan mishkan, this is a phrase that's used in the Torah, and that's what Ramban uses these psukim as a support for his idea that the Mishkan was a hemshech of Matan Torah. There's another very important issue which the Ramban points out in the very end of Parshas Pekudei. So Omar, ki anan yechase esa oyel mikol tzad. umuchusim et tomun boy. It was entirely, the anoni al-kovid entirely enveloped the Mishnah. Uchvayit Hashem mole yasad Mishnah, ki teichoy mole al-kovid, ki al-kovid sheichin besoicha onon, teicha Mishnah. And we don't know what this means, but it means it was some sense, some intense sense of the presence of the Rabbanu Shalom, and somehow the perception was that that was b'teicha onon. Ke'inyin shenema bar Sinai, el ha'arofa l'sheshama leikim. Just like in our Sinai, there was some kind of intense, there was a sense that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's intensity was enveloped by the fogginess, by some of the cloudiness. For Omar, ki lo yochol moishu levoyel oil moir, afil al Pesach, neisho yonan mechatoi zoi, v'lo yirashay lo mosech onan. And this indicated that Moshe was not allowed to go into the Anan. Va'ol ki ha-mishkan molech v'ed Hashem v'hikonis v'oi. Va'atam shle yom isham v'le rishus. Aval yikro oisoi v'yove v'seicha onan. So the Ramban says, not like Rashi, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not enter unless of the silika ananam. No. It means Moshe Rabbeinu did not go in uninvited. That's the Ramban says that's the flow of the svarim. V'lo yochol Moshe levoyel lo moy kishachan levahanan v'chvayr Hashem bolei zavishkan. He couldn't enter. Next sefer, by yikrel Moshe v'yedav Hashem elav. But if he was invited, if he was called, then he could come. Right. So says the Ramban, Batam Shalayov Shom Shalay Bershus, right, without being invited. Kasher Osa Bar Sinai, Vayikral Moshe, Vayay Mashvi, Mitechanon, Yed Mishpatim, that it's just like our Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to come up until he was invited. It's two different descriptions. According to Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu entered when the Anan somewhat removed itself, and there's an inference which is not in the Pesukim. And the Ramban reads it without any additional information, without any inference. Ramban reads it, La Yochel. La Yochel means without the Vayikra. V'al derech ha-pshat b'avur shenema v'yedavar Hashem elov me'oil mo'yin le'nichnas Moshe l'nishkan avul koro oisoy me'oil mo'yin v'omad Pesach oil mo'yin. And Ramban says, and this is Rashi says at the beginning of Vayikra as well, that another way of Ramban says the pshat, v'al derech ha-pshat, is that in fact Moshe did not enter into the Mishkan, and he listened to the Dvar Hashem at Pesach Oyel Moed, with Rashi says in the beginning of Sefer Yikra. Rabbi Yisrael Wabman, Rashi quotes this: Kosev Erechom LeYachol Moshe LeBoy, Kosev Erechom UVoy Moshe, Echviyu Kishochin Leva Anon, Ki Ledatam UVoy Moshe Oyel Moed Sheyom Eshom Beloy Kriya Midaitam, Omavneisha Omar Shama Yishmas Hakol Midaver Yilachu Paris. Near Lenshay Moshe, Oyne Besecha Oyel, with Neka Pirates, the Kol Ains, Hayois, Kvoin Hashem, Molisa Mishu, and Nichnas Moshe Besecha. So now the Ramban says, but Rashi does quote a Medrash, and the Medrash indicates that Moshe Rabbeinu did not, could go in without necessarily being invited, but he would only go in when the Anoni Yaakovin were somehow removed. And follow Chazal's approach, then the Vayikra Moshe is before the Anani of Kovid rearrange themselves. V'itochen she'akosim she'yomer pam acheres u'chvayr Hashem alisim mishkan yirmoiz ala kovoy hashoychein bekirvoy. Not sure what that means. Then he says the following: V'nei nishlam sefer geula asher Hashem alikei Yisrael bo livnei Yisrael am kiroyvoy. So now we've completed the sefer geula, What's it? Asher Hashem lekei Yisrael boy livnei Yisrael and Kiroifon. Sefer Geula, in which Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael. Hoshiyoi miyad soinoi, v'golam miyad oivoi. U'baruch Hashem, ha'chofeis sholim avnoi. Asher ad heina ozer levoi. Ha'machadish, nu'ur v'seivoi. Ha'mazbiya v'teirosoi, rovoi. V'in keu d'vash v'chelmoi. Ki heichin kol levoi, v'lishmoi yivarech Bokrei v'arabai. Right? Baruch shechal nishol v'chayinu v'tuba. Now, so look carefully at this last poem. Yidei nishlam sefer gula. So the Ramban says, we've completed sefer gula in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Klal Yisrael. Hoshiyam yad soinai. This is not the central aspect of the gula. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu did redeem us from our enemies. Ubaruch Hashem Machavit Sholim Avdoi. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live in peace. Asher Heina Azur Lavo, the Kadosh Baruch helped us. Hamachadish Nu'ura B'Sevoi. Hamazviyah B'Teirosei Rabbi. That renews our youthfulness in our old age. Hamazviyah B'Teirosei Rabbi and satisfies our thirst for Torah. Ki heichin kol levavoi, that he prepared all of us, v'lishmoi yivarech bokrei v'orvo. Ramban is expressing over here a yisoy, we'll see how he develops it, that the Ramban understands that Sefer Geula for Klal Yisrael, is not only being redeemed physically. The Geula for Klal Yisrael is not only being redeemed spiritually. Right, that's what the Ramban, he named this from Sefer Geula. Sefer Geula's completion over here. Kadosh Baruch Hu designed the Sefer Geula to complete itself when the Anani HaKavod come to Mishkan. Ramban says, once we have exactly how the Anani HaKavod, how Moshe Rabbeinu negotiates the Anani HaKavod, three different shatim. And it's interesting that the Ramban says there's a medrash, where Chazal worked it out, and there's a pshat, and there's something in between. And also the interesting idea that the Ramban does not leave the Pirush HaPsukim with the Medrash Chazal. Apparently there is something to be understood in each of these three ways of seeing how Moshe Rabbeinu negotiates his meeting with the Shekhinah. Staying outside of the Oil Moyen, waiting till the Anani HaKavod and the Stale, or waiting for an invitation. In other words, there's three different ways you can appreciate how the ongoing Talmud Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu took place. Was it mamish as close as possible to the way it was by Sinai that he entered in, but there had to be even Moshe Rabbeinu required that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would invite him. Until anything short of that, a person can achieve on their own. There is some intense communication with the Ribbono Shalom that requires invitation. Everything else does not require invitation. Korah v'shem l'chol korah. Right? Nevuah, according to Ramban, low levels are natural, do not require invitation. But there are certain intense communications with Kadosh Baruch Hu that are initiated by the Ribbono Shalom. So that's one idea which is being communicated. And the Matan Torah, the ongoing Matan Torah, has to be initiated by the Ribbono Shalom. On the other hand, Ramban says another description, because Ramban says they're all three seem to be emes. Right? It's a pshat of pasuk. Then there's the Medrash Chazal, and then there's. I'm not sure the Ramban would classify his first interpretation. But there is the Pshat of Pasuk is that Moshe Rabbeinu did not enter in. So there's a that Matan Torah, that Talmud Torah, is not on the level of Nevuah. Talmud Torah is a human experience. Right? So even when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving the Torah, so Moshe Rabbeinu says outside of the Ohel Moed. In other words, that Al Derech HaPshat, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to orchestrate Talmud Torah to be an entirely human experience. On the other hand, it has to come from the Ribono Shel Olam. Right? Once the Matan Torah is finished, it's finished. So Kodesh Baruch Hu orchestrated Matan Torah to be as much of an entirely human experience as possible. So Matan Torah Bar Sinai wasn't like that. It was a Gemalach, 40 days. But once we come to the next stage of Matan Torah, the ongoing Talmud Torah of El Moyed, so then the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you don't have to come into the El Moyed. You don't have to have a Gilui Shechina every time there's Talmud. So happens that Moshe had to get the information from the Ribono Shel Olam. But in order to demonstrate that Talmud Torah is something that does not require the Tzimtzum HaShechina per se, it doesn't require being enveloped by Inyanei HaKavod. So that's the Pirush HaPasha, that Moshe Rabbeinu is like a Seder Tzai. And the third depiction probably is to indicate that a Kodesh Baruch Hu understands, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to communicate that the context in which one learns is of great importance. So in order for Moshe Rabbeinu to actually learn inside the Mishkan, Kodesh Baruch Hu is willing to leave the Mishkan. Ad kidei kach. Kodesh Baruch Hu is willing to leave the Mishkan in order that Moshe Rabbeinu should have Talmud Torah inside the context of the Mishkan. So that's part of what the Ramban is pointing out. The Torah leaves, I believe what he's saying, is that the Torah leaves some ambiguity as to exactly how it took place. But that ambiguity communicates to us three different aspects of ongoing Talmud Torah that are crucial. Right? One is the importance of the context. The other is the humanness of Talmud Torah. And the third is the aspects of Har Sinai that are maintained. After having said all of that, the Ramban says, "Hinei nishlam Sefer Agul." Now the Sefer Agul is complete. Sefer Agul is not complete after Bishalach and Kriyas Yamsuf, and it was not complete with our Sinai Parshas Yisro. Hinei nishlam Sefer Agul. Why is that? Hasher Hashem l'kei Yisrael b'boi. Because the Livnei Yisrael k'roiv, because Geula is not satisfied, is not completed by salvation from an enemy, from a physical enemy. Geula is Asher B'boi Livnei Yisrael k'roiv. Kodesh Baruch Hu coming to Klal Yisrael. This is the point the Ramban makes in the Hakdamah of Sefer Shemos. And the Hakdama to Shmoyis, in the Golos Einenu Nishlam Ad Yom Shuvam El Mekoyimam, and the Golos is only terminated or completed when we return El Mekoyimam to our place, El Malas Avosam Yeshuvu, when we go back to the status of the Avos. Ukeshayotzuni Mitzrayim Af Alpi Sheyotzuni Beis Avodim, even though we were free, Adayin Yechoshvu Goylim. We were still in the ass, we're still in Golos. Ki hoyu bo oretz elahem. Because nevuchim ha-midbar. Because you're in a strange place. U'kishabol ar-sinai. the also on Mishkan, the Shava, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Hishu Shechinah, the Bineyem. Raman's very clear. But when we had our Sinai, and Kodesh Baruch Hu brought the Shechinah, Bineyem, Oz Shomul Malas Avoysam, then we return to the status, to the stature of the Avos, Sheyusoy Deloka Alei Oleyem, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there was some presence of the Kodesh Baruch Hu on the homes of the Avos. Vehei Meimah Markova, Ve'oz Nechshavu Geulim, Ve'lochein Nishlam HaSefer Hazeh, Ve'shlimoy Inyan HaMishkan U'b'yis Kvayin Hashem Molo Yosei Tam. And therefore the Sefer is only complete when Kodesh Baruch Hu brings the Shekhinah U'kvayin Hashem Molo Yosei Tam. The point being that all of Geula is for Klal Yisrael to aspire to the way that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov lived their lives, with a sense of the presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what's happening in the parasha here. Vayechasa onan es oil moy dechvede shem moly es hamishkan nayinu lewin zelewin Geula. Now, in grander terms, the Ramban says in Vayigash, when Perek Mevav, when Yaakov is on his way down to Mitzrayim, by Yomer Likimli Yisroel B'maris Halayla, by Yomer Yaakov Yimineni, by Yomer Nechay Kelechi Avicha, Al Tira Meridam Mitzrayim, Ki Ligoy Godel Asim Chasham, O Nechi Eire Imcha Mitzrayim, by Nechi Alcho Gam Aloi, by Yosef Yosha Jerel Inecha. What O Nechi Eire Imcha Mitzrayim, Hashas it means, I'll protect you. Ramban and his pasuk. And the Ramban explains that Anochi Eirei Imcha means that there will be a reduction of Kvod Hashem when the Jews are in Golos. V'noichi oloi gam oloi, v'noichi alcho gam oloi, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising that the Kvod Hashem is wrapped up together with the status of Klal Yisrael. Ramban quotes our psukim in this v'yizbach aleikim zivach aleikei ov v'yitzchok. Discusses different levels of gilui shechina. And he explains that the phrase Kvod Hashem, again, is a very intense form of Gilui Shechina. V'im yeimar shukovei nivra kendaita shalavram b'posuk, v'kvod Hashem moli es ha-mishkan. And he even describes it. The the different ways in which Unkelus translates the different phrases that which Kadosh Baruch Hu described. But again, the point we're making over here is that Geula is also the way Kadosh Baruch Hu describes Geula is Asher Adheina Ozer Levoi Hamachadish Ne'urav B'Seivo. I'm not sure whether Machadish, the way he said it first, is Hamachadish Ne'urav B'Seivo refers to Klal Yisroel. It may not. It may refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It may be that Geula also represents as Chatshus of the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu is perceived in the world. In other words, Kavod Hashem Ba'anan is a greater sense of Gilui Shechina, but Kavod Hashem Ba'anan is also an indication of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So when we finish the Sefer, there. There was a clear sense, there was almost a physical representation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And when Moshe Rabbeinu could only go in when he was invited by virtue of the Anan. So there was a physical representation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is such a level of Gilui Shechina which is very hard for us to imagine. That there was that Kadosh Baruch Hu was communicating in such a dramatic and noticeable way. And we know that the Mishkan and Mikdash, there were numerous nisim. Nisim Gluyim, person can go b'chol yom v'sisur Nisim Gluyim. This is the beginning of that idea. So you have in the end of the Sefer, there's Geula number one for Klal Yisrael. What's Geula for Klal Yisrael? That Kadosh Baruch Hu is living with. Now there's a deeper level of the Geula. That's the Kiyum in Anochi Olchal Gam Eloi. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we were in Mitzrayim, there's Hesed Panim. Here's a level of Gili Panim. So there's Gili Panim by the Makris. There was Gili Panim Lagavei Kriyas Yamsu. Right? There's a Gili Panim Lagavei Matan Torah. But this is an ongoing Gili Panim. That people could point to the Anan, and that was the way Kadosh Baruch Hu communicated to us. And it was almost, I would say, testable. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu could be by the Oil Moed, and there were no Kodos of Brachim coming out. Right. It's only when the Anani HaKovid, according to Rashi, the Anani HaKovid would lift themselves up, and then there would be Kodos of Brachim that would come out from the Kruvim, which Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to hear at the footsteps, so to speak, of the Mishkan. Another Kohen came down, the Kohen of Rakim would stop. So it was almost a testable, right? I don't know whether other people were able to hear the Kohen of Rakim. It sounds like from Rashi and Vikra, there was only Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, probably the most remarkable of this is the beginning of Sefer Shmos. Vayera Malach Hashem Elo V'lav Bas Eish Mitech Hasne. Vayar V'ne Esne Bo'er V'eish V'asne Eden Ucho. So this is the what I would suggest, this is where you see the Shechita of the Galusa. Because if you compare So you have to compare. If you want to see the difference, how Klal Yisrael has grown from the beginning of Shmos, Shibu to Geula, so then it's Vayizoku v'tal shavosav v'likim min ha'avoida v'yishma v'likim es na'akosav v'yizko v'likim es b'risoy es ha'avus v'yizko v'yakov. But then, right after that, coupled with that, the beginning of the Geula is a Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillah, but that's much different than Adonai Yaakovin, is Vayera Malach Hashem Elov. That means it was a lower level of Gilu Shechina. It was Malach Hashem. It was also the Labas Eish, right? It had certain trappings of Har Sinai, as the Ramban says at the beginning of Truma, that the reason there's so much gold in the Mishkan is because we want to maintain that picture of Gilu Mitoch Eish. So there was Gilu Mitoch Eish at the Sneh as well, but it was the Labas Eish. Mitoich Hasneh. It wasn't Mitoich Anani Yaakov. It wasn't Mitoich Kvod Hashem. Kvod Hashem Molei. Mitoich Hasneh. Now, you want to see the difference between Kvod Hashem? Vayera Moshe Asura Nove Eres Amara Gadol Hazeh. Madul Yivar Hasneh. Vayara Hashem Yisrael Erois. Right? So the difference is that at the end of Pekudeh Yisrael of Klal Yisrael's focus on Anani Yaakov. Matan Teres to Anani Yaakov. Travel Anani Yaakov. Over here, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is in a snare. So when one person stops by and have a look at the snare, what happens next? Vayikre lover lekim mitoich hasneh. Also a parallel. And that's what I think Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to point out to us. You have to, if you want to see Geula, you have to see in terms of Klal Yisrael. You have to see in terms of Shita Begulusa. It's almost the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come close. Vayikre lovely kimitei chasneh. It had to be a vayik, had to be invited. Vayomer Moshe Moshe, maybe nani, but what was he getting invited to? To chasneh, as opposed to inviting to Ohel Moed. Right? And then one can, Vayomer al tikra v'aloi mishal nolech me'al v'lecha, ki amokha meshe to'oi me'al lov admas koi nishu. What does that indicate? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not really ready to even come to the chasneh. Can't take off your shoes and not get any closer. Right? So the very important aura from Rabbi Tzion Salman, very important, that at first, when you read the pasuk, there's an inconsistency. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, take off your shoes and don't come any closer. Right? Ki amokoyim asher ato omer alav alad maskeidish. Al tikrav aloyim. Don't get any closer. Right? And where you are right now, Shalom Alechem 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 Alechem. So why do you say step back? If he's not supposed to be Alechem 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 Alechem, he's supposed to tell him to step back and take off your shoes. Right? And if taking off your shoes allows you to be Alechem Alechem Alechem, nope, take off your shoes and come in. Elamai, he said, don't report that what? That there are two Madrigas. There's one Madriga, you can't come in Bechlau. No matter how much Alechem you have. And there's one madrega that without du'al chod he can get in. So that's a yisoy. Here we can just Baruch introduce the Klal Yisrael yisoy. That will be with us la'ol me'yad. The different levels of Kedusha. Kodshi Kodshim and there's Kodshim. There's one place you simply can't enter. You can't come in. It's not for human beings. Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur. But there are other areas of Kedusha that with the appropriate achana a person can enter. Right? That's the Hagbol of Har Sinai. Klal Yisrael was a betach the Sahor. They had to be reminded, don't come up. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was introducing to Klal Yisrael this idea. The different areas, different levels of Kedusha requires an achana. Now look what the Ramban says. Mizhine neshlam sefer geula. Asher shem leke Yisrael baboy levei yisrael kreidoi. What's geula? Geula is a Kadosh Baruch Hu being reunited with Klal Yisrael on kreidoi. Part of the process of Geula is a Shia Miyat Soinoi, Megolim El Oivoi, Ubarach Hashem Achovit Shon Avdoi, Asher Anheino Ozra Lavoi, Hamachanish Neurom Besevoi might be, Kadosh Baruch Hu is His presence is revitalized for people. Hamas for people. Hamas bia b'seirosei re'ovoi. Right? Part of Geula is a thirst for greater kedusha. Hamas bia b'teirosei re'ovoi v'yankeyu d'vash v'chelvoi. Right? Where do you see that? It's Har Sinai. Right? Because Baruch tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Jews not to come out. So, on the day of Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, go back then and tell them not to come out. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to manage Rashi quotes. I told him already. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, tell them again. So Rashi says, because you have to have Asar B'Shas Mais. But apparently, what do you see? You see that there was a chuk of Kal Yisrael to get closer to the Darsh Kedusha. And after that, they were so terrified and so awestruck that they stepped back. But there was this it was a pull in both, it was a tension. So that is also part of Geula. Moshe Rabbeinu begins Geula by seeing the Sneh. Asura neve'eres amara agonu lazem adula yivar Sneh. That's how Geula begins. Moshe Rabbeinu was drawn to something. Right? Until the Baruch Hu set it up. And Vayarshan Yisrael writes, so he says they have to realize. He would have wanted to come closer. And so he has to be held back. Because naturally Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to, he was drawn by something, he wanted to see more. And he had to be told that even what you're holding right now requires preparation. So that, again, is something which becomes part of Matan Torah. That Klal Yisrael was on a Madrega where there was a tshuka for a greater Ruchnias. They felt it as being something that was natural to them, wasn't imposed upon them. And if you read Hamachadeshnu who wrote the Sevoi, referring to Klal Yisrael, that's what it means. It means Geula is a time when Kadosh Baruch Hu refreshes Klal Yisrael. Hamaspia b'teirosei rovoi. And that there's a natural desire for greater kibur v'ashchina, that's part of Geula. Ki heichen kol levavoy u'lishmoy yivarech bokri v'arvoy. Ki heichen kol levavoy, that's part of Geula. Kadosh Baruch Hu is through the events of Geula, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is preparing Klal Yisrael. He's preparing Klal Yisrael. Because in order for Klal Yisrael to be in a higher Madrega, the greater sense of Gilu Shechina, it requires a Chana. The Chana being more in touch with the natural parts of the Bria, of oneself. B'lishma Yivarech, Bokar Yivarech. He ends with saying, Baruch Shachalu Mishaloi V'chayinu B'tuvay. That's Erechiyin. Baruch Hu, he ends the Sefer Geulah, Baruch Shachamu Mishaloi B'chayim Torah. L'shvo Yivarech Bokri V'Orvay. Pashut, I guess it could be that Ramban is describing that one of the aspects of Geulah is a constant sense of the presence of the Baruch Hu. When a person lives in times which are not Geula times, so then there are times when a person has an emotional, or not necessarily emotional, but has, where a person feels Kirav Hashchina, and a person feels more human. Right? There are times when a person is more in touch with the sanctity and spirituality of himself, and there are times when a person is less in touch. Geula represents it as a time when a person will feel that he sends the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It could be, that's what he means. That Shachalnu Mishaloi means that we understand B'Shas Achila. V'chayinu B'tuvay probably is a reference to the Tuv Hashem is for Dveikus Hashem. But again, those are the elements of Geula that the Ramban says we achieved at the end of Shmos, and those are the that describes Geula. And Geula is only described, is only complete when we built the Mishkan and Nani HaKadosh. Now it could be, I don't know if the Ramban spelled this out, but one could suggest that an essential component of Geula is that Klal Yisrael builds the Mishkan. Theoretically, it's conceivable that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina could reside in an entirely natural setting. Gan Eden initially was a place that Kadosh Baruch Hu prepared for himself. Har Sinai was a place that Kadosh Baruch Hu prepared for himself. So an essential part of Gula, apparently, is that Klal Yisrael prepares the Mokim Mishchin. Because if you think about it, you're talking about Truma, Tetzava, but Yaakov, Pekudei, talking about four parshas, that is not a substantial, probably it's almost close to the majority of the Sefer, which is talking about Klal Yisrael building the Mokim Mishchin. And at first glance, it's a jarring idea. You would think, right? The snare is a Kadosh Baruch Hu provided the Mokem Hashchina, Haisinai, Mokem Hashchina. Right? Even you go back to Bris Ben Avsoro. There was nothing that Moshe, that Avraham Avinu did to prepare the place for Mokem Hashchina. Right? So the idea of a Mishkan and a Mikdash. And that lechora is an essential part of Geula. Introduces a new concept to Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael are the ones who prepare the Mokem Hashchina, and the Mokem Hashchina is not in a natural setting at all. That's a fascinating idea. That could be part of the natural thirst that has to be part of Kufa Segula. This idea that Klal Yisrael having a tshuva for a greater kedusha. This is the Ramban spelled out these few lines. So that is the basis for many of the essays of Rav Kook. Probably forms a large part of Cook's Oros HaTshuva. And to a great extent, Rav Kook saw, and Rav Kook was not unique in this way, that Tshuva and Geula, and I think everyone sees Tshuva and Geula as working together. What Rav Kook emphasizes is that Tshuva and Geula work together not only because Tshuva is one of the ways in which we can bring Geula, and not only because people who are living in times of Geula have more reason to do Tshuva, but that because Tshuva is part of a natural, this is the way we've described it many times, the natural interest of a person for greater spirituality, the natural yearning of a person to be closer to the Shbaruch. Again, not because necessarily because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was because it was not necessarily because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing miracles for us, so we see that we're better served by the Ribbono Shel Olam. No, it's part of when there's some equation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more accessible, then there is a natural yearning within the person to come closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, where do you see it? You see it at Har Sinai. You see it between the difference of the Sneh to Har Sinai. You see it from the Sneh to the Tanani Akon. You see it from the fact that Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu, had to warn us, don't come close. Right? To a great extent, you see it later on in the argument that Korach has with Moshe Rabbeinu. And it could be that might be what Hakadosh Baruch Hu says in Vayigash, at the end of the pasuk of Anoichi Alcha Gam Aloi Yosef Yoshis Yodel Einecha. That may also be what Hakadosh Baruch Hu is referring to. But again, what we're pointing out is that this is all we see in these parshiyos, we see these elements of Geula. This idea that there's a greater tshuka of the Klal Yisrael for greater spirituality, again, not simply because we feel as being better service. Right? Because Baruch Hu is giving us a Yeshua, all right? So we're like a Koras HaTovot. That's an element of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, but that's not what we're pointing out of here. And not simply because Klal Yisrael sees, well, if we'll do tshuva, we'll get Geula. Right? Those equations are all correct. They're all correct, but what the Ramban is pointing out to us over here, and this has become an important part of many of the Talmidim of Kook, the whole school of Rav Kook, is that there's a process of Geula in which Klal Yisrael becomes more aware of the ruchnius inside of themselves. They become more aware of their ability to be close to the Shekhinah. And there's a natural interest in coming close to the Shekhinah. So that is one of the processes of Geula. So you have the overall, when the Ramban defines Geula, it's Yoshev El Malas Avaisam. That's it. That's Geula. Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael are back together the way they were in the time of Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak and Yaakov. Now, when you look at that, so there are two other elements to that. One is that since Kadosh Baruch Hu is presenting himself the way he presents himself to Avraham Yitzchak, that means he's more accessible. There's a Gilui Shekhinah. That's Anochi Alcha Gam Olam. That's the Anoni Yaakovid. Being a physical representation of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, the way he was by Sinai maintaining it. And then, in addition to the Gilui Shekhinah which takes place, right? So you have the salvation of Klal Yisrael. So you have that Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is more felt and more openly revealed through the salvation of Klal Yisrael. So we in Geula, we always focus on our salvation. Times will be better for us. But the Ramban is saying there's many other parts to Geula, and more definitive. Yeshua is not the definitive part of Geula, because that would be correct if we would have finished up in Mashallah. Definitive Geula is the connection of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Definitive Geula is Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. Right? And then we see that the Ramban emphasizes the renewal of Klal Yisrael's appreciation of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Klal Yisrael's appreciation of the spirituality which is inside of itself. Now, let's finish having said that. So let's go back to the three characterizations of how the Anoni Yaakovin interact with Moshe Rabbeinu. So the first is Ki lo yochol Moshe levoyel el voed afilo le Pesach v'lo hoyer v'shay levo v'od ki amishkan moli koed Hashem v'eich ikonez voed v'tam shal yovi shom v'lo yishus. He couldn't come without having permission. He had to be called, he had to be invited. Derech Abshat, li nichnas Moshe le Mishkan. Avo koros im oil moye, go oma be Pesach oil moye. Rabbi Seyir Amru, ki kosev echad oimer, li yochel Moshe le oil moye. Kosan Ashi Yakriya. But he would stay at the opening, and he wasn't able to come in. So the depiction of Moshe Rabbeinu being invited, and then Mamish coming in, the way the Ramban understands it on his own, not the right way to say it, the approach Ramban starts with is that Moshe Rabbeinu was invited. So that means that you see Moshe Rabbeinu and Shechina Mamish together. The Anani HaKomer are there. Kal Yisrael sees Anani HaKomer and see Moshe Rabbeinu going in. Moshe Rabbeinu represents Kal Yisrael. That's Geula. That Shechina and Bos of Adam can have that kind of connection. There is, the Shechina is not reduced because it has to be invited in. Right? It has to be prepared, it has to be ready. When he's invited in, then Shechina and Bos of Adam live together. That represents Geula. Right? That's a Malas of Aisa. That is. With the Lashon, El Malas Avesim, the Lashon of Rabban and Akdam. Merkeva Selikim, that's the Lashon. The Heidin Amarkov, the Ozdech Shugul, that's the most important presentation of the Rabban. Haderach Hapshat, so the Moshe did not go in. I will cover Oysim El Moye, the Omad Pesach El Moye, but Yadabri Lov, he stood outside. Right? And the Anani HaKavit stayed in place. So that represents the, we said before, Gilui Shechina. Because he was invited when he would come, so then he would hear Kolei Sibrokim. But the sense of the Sibrokim's presence was so intense that he wasn't able to go. But it was a sense of Kvod Hashem. And the Chazal's depiction that the Shechina would be mistalik itself so that Moshe Rabbeinu could enter in. So that represents the Yeshua of Kal Yisrael, that element of Geula. That Kal Yisrael built a Mishkan, so the Baal HaBatim of the Mishkan. Kadosh Baruch Hu and Kal Yisrael share the same space. So Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot reduce himself that Moshe Rabbeinu can come in, Mamish Mishas HaShechina. But if he's nistalik, so then Moshe Rabbeinu can enter into the, that shows the what Klal Yisrael has achieved. So that could be the purpose of the three depictions. Okay.